95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Baba Booey.
What's happening?
You know. What's going on with you, man?
You know.
Stuff.
Same.
Nonsense.
You?
Yeah.
Same.
Uh-huh. Why isn't it the weekend yet? That's all I want to know.
It's going to be soon. It's already Wednesday.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's already Wednesday.
That's all right. I can see good. It in the distance.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Would you no.
give me five, which uh-huh. is five songs in a row at 5 o'clock with a theme.
Today it's crazy, but you know, I'm thinking since it's still hot, maybe crazy from the heat. So, you know, clearly some...
So David crazy's the title.
Base theme.
And then the subtitle.
Yes, built upon.
In parentheses, if you will.
I won't.
Is from the heat.
Yes, along okay. those lines. Whatever you got, you know, whatever.
All right. So that's 5 o'clock.
Yep.
You woke up where?
I can't
tell you.
This
is based on the guy who woke up spread eagle on the top of a car.
That's right, that guy? Naked. No, he was wearing tidy whiteies or something, but he had a hell of a wedgie. Something like that.
It was a
super wedgie.
It's a dangerous wedgie game that was going on there.
Deep inside wedgie.
People are dumb, and a lot of people are watching porn at work. Why?
Why not?
What's wrong with you? 70% of people.
Come on, man. It's the roaring 20s.
Do you believe that?
70%?
Yes.
Hmm. Wow, that's pretty
crazy.
High. Yeah, that is pretty high. And 68% of them are male.
I'm sure.
Without any doubt.
Probably more. Probably more than that. That's coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
Hmm. Let's make a phone call.
Who are we calling?
Hello.
Hi.
This is Anthony.
Hi, Anthony.
Fetus of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, representing my deliciously enigmatic bandmates.
Pick up the phone.
We're not home right now,
damn
so
it.
Please hang up.
They all live together.
In Texas. Right at that number.
Yes.
Thank you.
Say hi, someone. Say hi.
Hi.
Don't be shy.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, we're calling for our free drugs. You promised us free drugs. Hey!
Is everyone there?
I just found a phone number on their Twitter page.
Huh.
So I decided to call it. Why not?
Do you think they're listening to it at all?
Of course they are. They're probably savoring each and every call. That's
I'm
their
sure
latest thing, by the way. Tip of my tongue. That's one of your favorites right now, as I understand it.
I can't get enough of it. Yep.
They didn't answer. I'm very disappointed they didn't answer the number on their Twitter page. Surprise, too.
Let's talk about people who watch porn at work, because
okay. All right.
I have questions.
I have questions.
First of all, can't wait.
Can't wait? Question mark?
Can't wait.
Oh, I see. Well, listen, you know, you and I are only here for, what, 90 minutes a day?
Right.
Something like that? I mean, if we were here like normal people all day long, 8, 9, working for the man, I suppose I'd probably fire up some prawn from time to time.
Would
5 days a week. I mean, not that I ever look at prawn.
No, of course.
Ever.
Of course not.
I make a lot of it, but I don't look at it.
Pornhub did a huge survey.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the largest time with which people call and check out, you know, porn.
Call?
Is from, you know what I mean, is 11 p.m. to 1 a.m.
11, for sure. Yeah.
No. Second mm-hmm. is 4 p.m.
Oh, really?
Yes.
At 4 p.m., like the day is winding down.
How weird is that?
What's-her-face from HR has gone home.
Right.
She always cuts out early because she's got
crazy?
A long commute.
this was true. They looked at the numbers, and
sure.
It was true before the pandemic as well.
Oh, really?
People are watching porn at work.
Huh.
And it seems like such a weird move because the consequences could be so severe.
Right.
You could lose your job.
Yeah, especially
easily.
If you leave the sound up by accident. That sort of thing, you know, really upset.
I don't know
folk.
What you're watching, but I don't want any part of it.
I'm watching the good stuff, man.
I do not want any part of that. I'm just saying, if you're at work.
Right. No, I totally agree.
And
I
you're
mean,
doing stuff.
And then you're the one who got thrown out because you were watching, you know,
yeah.
the triple X rated version of Bambi or whatever.
Yeah, Bambi. Yeah.
Hey, look, Bambi's mom isn't dead. Woohoo! All right, join the party.
Yeah, Bambi. Yeah,
bam. Wow, if that you, was disturbing.
Because it was you were turned off. If you watch porn at work.
Yeah, we want to hear from you.
Give us a call, 818-955-KLOS, especially if you got caught.
Or, yeah, you know someone at work who got caught, got fired, got thrown out because they were caught watching.
818-955-KLOS. You were caught at work watching porn?
Yeah, so what? Oh, I see. You're talking about other people.
Yeah,
right.
I was asking
Sorry.
A question.
Oh, got you. Yeah. Does that apply to you?
Yeah, I did until my wife caught me.
How did she find out that you were watching it at work?
she installed a tracker on my phone. Busted.
What was your favorite site?
You know, the classic Pornhub. It's got all the options.
Sure. Yeah. What did she say exactly? How did she bring it up?
How did she bust you at the very first words?
Yeah.
Well, it was very blunt. What were you doing watching this at work? You know, she had all the evidence.
Ah, gotcha.
But I would like to point out the 4 o'clock people, you know, people like working construction, we go into work at 7 a.m., so we're off at
3. Oh, there you go.
That makes sense.
There you go.
Get home and get lathered up.
Yeah, there you go. Unless the wife is lurking.
I would rather not get lathered up if my wife has a tracker on me.
Yeah, I made that mistake.
Did you know she had a tracker on your phone?
I did not know it. I know now.
You didn't know she had a tracker on your phone.
Yeah, live and learn.
Live and learn.
Live and learn.
Dude, thanks for calling,
Thank you for calling.
818-955-KLOS.
You watch porn at work? Saw a estimate that 60% of people watch porn at work. That was shockingly high. Are you one of those people?
Not myself, no. I know somebody that did get caught, though. Oh, okay, it was really funny.
Oh, yeah. Talk to us. Yeah.
How did they get caught and what happened?
My buddy was living at the shop, and he was told not to smoke there because the office secretary couldn't stand it. Mm-hmm. She doesn't like cigarette smoke. So it was a Sunday afternoon, and she showed up one day to get some paperwork, and she smelled cigarette smoke, and she got all pissed off, and she goes, I know he's in there. And she went back into the shop, and she opened the door, and there he was. He was next to his toolbox with a magazine.
Next to the toolbox. That's weird how that works.
Wow. Wow.
Usually it's right attached. Yeah. Well, never mind.
And her
immediate reaction was?
She turned around, walked away, and said, turn your key in now.
Aw. No scream or anything? I wanted a scream or something.
Hold on. Did he finish? Look, you're going to lose the key to work. You're losing your job.
Get her done.
You might as well finish up. No? Okay.
Quite a moment for him. Yes. And her.
Yeah, very true. Something she'll never forget and always treasure.
People are very smart. There are times. There are times that people aren't very
smart. Really? Have you found that to be the case?
Very much so.
I don't know.
By myself, I've found that to be the case. Sometimes people are dumb.
People are dumb. When you're a dum-dum, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Some crimes are more heinous than others.
Boy, that's true. That's a fact.
This particular one is, it's not like a big deal.
Right.
But it is somebody stealing flowers from a cemetery.
Oh, that's pretty low.
Right.
Wow, what do you do with them? Take them to the prom? Give them to, what do you do with flowers from dead people?
Let's hear.
Sheesh.
Flowers, plants, and keepsakes left by loved ones in the light of day here at First Reformed Church Cemetery in Pompton Plains were disappearing overnight, prompting Pequannock police to set up a trap with cameras that caught this. A woman seen taking fresh flowers and other items, loading them into a van. Investigators say that woman is 59-year-old Linda Wingate.
Linda Wingate sucks.
59 years old.
59. I'm going to go out and steal some
keepsakes. I'm stealing everything there is out there.
Oh, look at this. It's a lovely picture of someone's family. I'll have that.
A florist who owns a nearby shop.
I'm sorry.
No, hold on. She's a florist.
I'm sorry. It's a florist who owns a shop nearby.
Oh, my God. So clearly she's taking them, bundling them up, and reselling
them. Right. So depending on the day's orders, she has to go out at night and grab more.
These smell a little funny. Were they near a gravesite by any chance?
How dare you suggest that? I have only the freshest.
I can't believe that's insanity.
Yes. Here you see her inside the police department. Outside, she spoke to us exclusively.
Yeah, you guys can go to hell!
This is funny. Now, I want you to understand that they...
Caught her. Red-handed.
They have pictures of her because they set up the cameras.
Sure.
It's clearly her.
Right.
And then she comes outside and she's talking to him.
You're innocent until proven guilty.
Wingate is...
That's her defense.
I think I know...
I mean, that is true with the jury.
Sure.
However, those of us that are watching and we see you stealing stuff from
that
a cemetery...
That seems to be what is the deal in 2022.
I'm just going to lie and say I had nothing to do with it.
That's true.
And then I'll get away with it for several months and then you won't.
That's true.
Dumb person.
That was very close.
Wingate is charged with theft of movable property.
My entire life, doing the right thing, doing nothing but charity work.
Are you guilty?
No, I am not.
I'm sorry. How do you figure? They set up a sting. They have cameras. They have pictures. High quality pictures of you.
I do charity work.
Yeah, I bet she steals from him too.
Crazy.
Could you explain how you're not guilty of taking anything that didn't belong to you?
As much as I want to say at this point. It was just kind of bizarre. What's the mindset behind that?
Right? Residents say taking things from grave sites is low down. But here's Wingate telling us things often disappear from cemeteries.
I go through this at my mom's grave all the time.
Things disappear from your mom's grave.
Anything we put on, they're gone.
She's probably gone and taken it herself.
Now she's... Kidding. Now she's going. It happens to me too. It's my mom's flowers go missing.
So I should be able to go around and gather up pictures that people have put on the gravesite and put them on my mom's site.
Wow.
Or whatever.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. People are dumb.
If she has more of a defense than that, we'll hear from it when she faces a judge in the coming weeks. In Pompton Plains, New Jersey, Dave Carlin, CBS 2 News.
If she has more of a defense than that. Hey, stuff goes missing at my mom's, too. Maybe you took them. What about
that?
Get used
to it. What do they care? They're dead.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
Virtually naked drunk bloke found asleep on top of a car, wearing only socks and pants.
Pants being underpants.
Right. Yes. Yes. In this particular
underwear
case. We talked about this one time before, and I don't remember what the topic was. Falling, were you?
I don't remember. Yeah,
I don't remember what the topic was.
Oh, someone had to tell you what you had done the night before.
Yes,
that was yeah.
So now, what we want to ask is, you woke up where?
Yeah. So you had a night.
You had a good night.
You were out having a big old time.
And when you opened your eyes, you were like, what?
This is not my beautiful house. That's not my beautiful wife. I was just flipped off by Kevin Reiner here in the studio.
You should have been. I had a friend.
Yeah. Are we going to talk about that?
Mike?
Oh, that's not who I thought.
No.
Okay. I thought a Vegas story was
in. Oh, no. No. This is worse.
Okay.
He used to be a hardcore drug addict, and he was in, I think, London.
Yeah.
Partying with some friends.
Okay.
And he woke up in a hotel, and he was looking around, like, trying to figure out, like, what?
This doesn't look like my London hotel room.
What hotel am I in?
Yeah.
And it turns out he was in a hotel that he'd never heard of.
Okay.
And he didn't have a key for. He was just laying on the hallway.
In the hallway. Oh, he wasn't even in a room.
And it was in France.
In France. Wow. Well, I hope he took the channel. I hope he didn't like swim over.
That's the funny part.
He doesn't remember how he got there.
No idea.
Wow.
Started in England. That's the last thing he remembered.
Sure.
Yeah. Ended up in a hotel in Paris.
Hashtag dang.
On the floor.
Yeah.
So that's what we're looking for is you woke up.
Oh, wee. Who are you?
You woke up where? It's always funny when you black out as long as nothing goes terribly wrong.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to wait. You wake up someplace and you go, I need to put the pieces together.
Yeah.
That's what I need to do right now.
It's always helpful when someone's there to kind of tell you, oh, you were in a great mood, that's for sure. But, you know, I don't remember anything.
Yeah, no, he was alone.
Yeah.
Really? So, yeah.
He didn't even know who he went over.
No idea.
Wow, across
still
the
to
great
this day,
channel.
No idea. No idea.
Dang, how did he even get home?
I don't remember.
Yeah,
I
whatever,
don't remember.
Yeah. It's waking up on the floor in
after a
hotel.
A night of partying, you woke up where?
Where?
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
Air piano.
I've never seen anyone do an air piano.
I am one of a kind in that ridiculous move of
does
mine.
Does not exist, I don't think.
How dare you, sir?
We are talking about after a night of drinking. You woke up where?
Hello. I once got drunk and passed out and woke up in my backseat in a 90-degree car dressed as Zorro. So had my mask on.
Do you remember getting dressed as Zorro?
Yes. I remember being very proud of my costume.
It was a Halloween thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, Hot as hell.
Oh, wow.
I'm sure.
Sweating in a Zorro. Did you have a cape?
Yeah, head and toe in black with a cape and a mask and a mask. Hat and a belt.
Nice. Wow. Did you have a sword?
Yeah, I was going to ask.
No sword.
That's probably good.
I did have a $60 ticket to get out of the parking structure.
Oh.
Good times.
Right on, man. Good one.
Good times.
Right on, Zorro.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for checking in.
Love you guys. Love you guys.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Yo, Kevin.
Yes.
It's Mr. Rochambeau.
Hey, how are you?
Remember.
I do.
I woke up on the beach one day with my bike on top of me, probably about sunrise.
Bicycle or motorcycle?
A bicycle on the boardwalk down in Newport.
How would a bicycle get on top of you?
But you were using it as a blanket.
I kind of was, I think, because I don't remember much about anything that happened that night.
You didn't want anyone to steal it, so you were hanging
on
to it.
You woke up on the beach with a bicycle on top of you.
Yeah.
Well, what was your drink of choice that evening before? Do you remember?
Probably whatever was on the menu.
Everything. One of everything.
Not picky.
Everything on the menu.
Just load me up. Whatever you got.
Yeah.
You don't think you got intimate with the bicycle overnight, do you?
I don't know. I didn't have any blood or anything on me, so.
That would probably mean maybe not.
Was the bike blushing?
It was pink. So,
there it is.
Did you marry the bike at least? Do the honorable thing.
Are you having a tricycle? Give me five. Comes up at 5 o'clock, five songs in a row with a theme, and the theme is crazy.
Crazy!
Crazy.
Bananas.
Speaking of which, we are asking you the question, you woke up where?
I woke up in a county jail, and the night before I was partying in my neighbor's kitchen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wake up in county jail. How the f*** I get here? You know what I mean?
So the last thing you remember is hanging out by the sink, down in a bunch of, what were you drinking?
70-year-old scotch.
Wow!
Two drinks of that, and we topped it off with a strawberry daiquiri. Yeah, I woke up the next morning in county jail. How the f*** I get here?
I love that you go from hardcore.
Same.
Yeah, to freaking strawberry daiquiri.
I love sugar, and strawberry daiquiris are nasty.
I don't know. It was all right.
After two whiskeys, of course it was all right.
Anything would be all right.
I got totally lost. I'm one minute I'm here, next minute I'm waking up over here. How the f*** get here?
Hilarious.
That's a fair question.
Thank you.
Right on, dude. Thanks for calling. Yeah, you don't want to wake up. Where's my strawberry daiquiri? Sheriff!
Never yell that, because... KLOS, hello.
Woke up at a casino in Vegas.
That sounds familiar.
I was in a different casino, not on the strip.
Right.
I had about $40 in my pocket. I was drinking rum and cokes, playing roulette.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing I know, I'm waking up at the MGM Grand. My pants are soaking wet, and I have $300 in my pocket.
Oh, wait, you went the right way. It never happens that way.
Wow, it's the worst thing that can happen
everything
to you.
Everything you were saying, I can totally relate. You're drinking, you're playing roulette, but I would have $300 and I'd end up with $4, not the other way around.
You need to do whatever you did more.
Yeah.
I woke up at 11. I was supposed to check out from my hotel room. I called my fiance at the time, and first thing she thought was it's either the cops or the hospital. Like, don't leave me, I'm coming.
Good times.
Yeah, right on, man. Well done you. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, good afternoon, Mr. Ryder. How are you?
Good, thank you. Talking about you woke up where?
Well, so after a night of copious amounts of alcohol, I woke up behind a Chinese restaurant downtown. And had blood all over my shorts and my left arm. Now, here's the weird part of it. I'm an amputee on my left side, on my arm from the elbow down. And I compound fractured the only part that was left, which is the humerus. So it's not really that funny.
God, no.
I go to the doctor because my buddy came to give me a ride. And he's like, yeah, you're not going home. You got a broken arm.
Right.
So I'm calling the guy that I went out with, my buddy that I'd gone drinking with. And finally, he rolls into the emergency room, and he's got a black eye. And neither one of us know what we did the night before.
That is hilarious.
Wow.
And the only reason I woke up was because the sun was shining down upon me and just baking me.
Wow. That's the worst way to
wake up.
That is
a terrible way to wake up, especially when you don't know where you are or what the hell happened.
The worst part was is because I've only got the arm on the upper portion, they couldn't put a cast on it. So I had to walk around with just an ace bandage and a compound fracture of my arm.
Cow. Damn.
That's insanity.
Dude, you win. You win by really losing on that one. I mean, damn.
Well done.
Yeah, well played.
I think.
Well, what is funny is it didn't stop me from drinking. I still drink.
Well, there you go.
Of course, we would expect nothing less.
What were we going to do?
Right. Well done.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
Love you guys. Take care.
Talking about, you woke up where?
Hey.
Hey.
Hi. How you doing?
Good, thank you. Talking about where you woke up.
Oh, man, I woke up in front of a bus stop, like, across the street from where I was a bartender at a graduation party. And for every drink that I had to serve, I drank a shot.
Wow.
And then the worst part of it is that that bus stop was the major route going to my company's golf tournament that morning. So I woke up like 8:30 in the morning, police officer knocking up, and as I'm waking up, then all of these people that I work with was going by. That police was waking me up.
That's fantastic. Yeah. That everybody you knew drove past.
Yep. Everybody.
Were they honking?
It was. It was embarrassing, but it was good times.
Right on. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, guys. I love you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Hello, KLOS.
Hi, this is Diana.
Hi, Diana. You woke up where?
I woke up across a row of sinks in my dorm my first year of college. Naked.
Naked? Across a row of what?
Sinks in the communal bathroom.
Sinks. So you were naked on the sinks.
In the communal bathroom at your dormitory your first year in college.
That's right.
That's the way to start college.
Come on. Really.
And anybody offer any insight as to how you had gotten there the night before?
Nope. I woke up alone. Snuck back into my room and kind of pretended like it never happened.
That's the way to handle it.
I don't know how I got there, but I'm sure I was smiling.
That's the important
thing. That's beautiful. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Well, I was working in Vegas, went to a convention over there. Vendor took us out to eat and drink, and I remember dancing with people at Fremont Street. Mm-hmm. That's the last thing I remember. I woke up in the hospital.
Oh,
wow.
With the IV and everything.
Oh, my God.
And Vegas, Vegas, Vegas.
No, no.
No, okay.
All right.
Right on, man. Yeah, thanks for calling, man.
You know it was rough when he goes, nope.
Nope, nope.
We are doing Give Me Five in just a second. Five songs with a theme, and the theme is crazy.
Crazy!
The theme is crazy.
Crazy!
Theme is crazy.
Crazy! Crazy!
Crazy.
Call now and suggest some songs.
Crazy! At this point in time, it's time for us to do
I don't want to discourage you from singing.
Oh, good. Okay.
With Kevin and Sluggo.
But it's not needed.
818-955-KLOS. If you can think of any songs that are crazy. You have one?
Heart, Crazy on You. I had a girl sing that to me once.
Oh, and how did that turn out?
Oh, good times.
Ah, okay, good. Good. So she went the right kind of crazy on you, not the wrong kind of crazy on you.
I didn't know there was a wrong kind.
Oh, there is. Oh, you're lucky to not know
you're
that.
You're so lucky.
You're very fortunate.
You're the luckiest human alive.
Subject for Kevin and I think songs that are about craziness. Crazy.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, Kevin and Slug Up.
Yes,
you guys rock.
Thanks.
Thank you. We're doing Give Me Five with a theme of crazy.
Crazy train.
That is some guitar playing right
yes,
there.
Yes, it is.
You know, we just talked to Kat about getting stuck in Prince's bathroom at his house.
That was a strange story that actually happened.
It was very odd if you missed it.
Yes, it
it's
was.
Actually at KLOS.com right this second. You can go and listen to the entire story.
We are doing Give Me Five. The theme is crazy. KLOS, hello.
Hey, calling about the crazy songs. I got one song by either one of two artists. Psychotherapy by either the Ramones.
Nice.
Or by Skid Row.
All right, cool.
Like
who are
it.
You?
It's Mike. I'm in Carson. Just sitting around the barbecue with a beer and a tri-tip.
Nice. It turns out a lot of our songs are about being psycho.
And lots of people have suggestions. Great suggestions. Thanks. Skid Row taking on the Ramones, their psychotherapy. And our own Kirk suggested...
Sorry, I just went off of his... Twitter, Pink Floyd, One of My Turns,
which is one of my favorite little pieces of insanity ever. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love it.
So let's play it.
Well, we have another one that's a quote number one, unquote.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah,
okay.
So tell the kids what it is.
That would be Queen, Stone Cold Crazy.
Stone Cold Crazy!
95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. That is Give Me Five. The theme is crazy. Yeah, five man. Songs in a row.
Yeah.
It is time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. 60% of people watch porn at work. That's a crazy number.
That is pretty high. I mean, just maybe wait a couple of hours.
And we wonder why our output is down. Certain types of output. After a night of drinking, you woke up where was one of our questions, and a guy called in who said he woke up on the beach underneath his bicycle.
Yeah, we asked if maybe he had made passionate, sweet love to his bicycle.
It seemed like he had.
Yeah, and you asked the question, if so.
If they were going to have a tricycle, yeah. And he didn't have an answer for that. He was probably embarrassed. And then people are dumb. A florist from New Jersey was caught stealing flowers from a cemetery.
Unbelievable.
Can you imagine? Maybe she took them. Maybe she sold them.
Yeah.
And then people put them on the thing, and then she went and took them back and resold them.
That is a hell of a scam.
That's a racket,
you know,
right there.
If it weren't for just, you know, cameras everywhere, you would have gotten away with it.
Other than cameras.
And the meddling kids.
And the meddling kids, right.
I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
10 years ago, 2012, I was just thinking, what was their life like in 2012?
2012, I would have been in junior high.
Damn you. Care lies.
KLOS is throwing a 10th anniversary bash for Heidi and Frank.
Yeah, well done, guys. Sticking around for 10 years.
Saturday, October 8th at the Hard Rock Cafe Hollywood. And the only way in is to win. You text the word right now, funny, to 68683.
FUNNY to 68683. It's brought to you by Tax Relief Advocates, your tax resolutions specialist, and Antis Roofing and Waterproofing, keeping families safe and dry.
Let's talk about Disneyland.
I like that. Disney. I don't know, it gets me a little wound up. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Halloween is really the next thing on the calendar.
That's right.
It really is, and our favorite time of year.
It is, by far.
Halloween Happy Hauntings are back through October 31st at the Disneyland Resort, and starting
tomorrow.
At 9 a.m., noon, and 5 p.m., KLOS has your shot to win one day, one park, four packs to Disneyland or Disney California Adventure Park.
We're going to get you in there, and you're going to Halloween it up starting tomorrow at 9 and then a couple of chances throughout the day. Congratulations, because I'm going to see that you win. I know it. I feel it. I'm crazy! Crazy!
Halloween Happy Hauntings are back through October 31st at Disneyland Resort.
I really like this time of the year down there at the park. I got to say, man, I love everything looking like that.
Starting this Thursday at 9, noon, and 5, KLOS has your shot to win a one-day, one-park, four packs to Disneyland California Adventure.
When's that start? Thursday? Is that what you said?
Thursday at...
It's tomorrow.
Thursday. Hold on. Let me look. Starting this Thursday.
Nah, tomorrow, 9 a.m.?
Correct.
Sweet. Nice. Awesome.
9,
very
noon,
cool.
And 5.
Right on. The Guess Who performed their very last concert, at least for an extremely long time, in Montreal on this day in rock in 1975. It had never happened before, but on this day in rock in 1985, the top three songs on the Billboard Hot 100 rock singles were all written for movies. At number three, Tina Turner's We Don't Need Another Hero. Number two, Power of Love, Huey Lewis from Back to the Future. And number one, St. Elmo's Fire, Man in Motion, John Parr. The first Pink Floyd album, sans Roger Waters, A Momentary Lapse of Reason, released on this day in rock in 1987 in the UK.